Now it's time for Rain and Shine, KVNF's regional weekly science update, where we explore how our planet works and how we work with the planet. Hello, friends. A couple of weeks ago, we had a question come in about how climate change will affect the weather predictions in the Farmer's Almanac. This question came from one Mr. Adam Smith. While this Mr. Smith is not the founding father of liberal economic theory, he's our KVNF volunteer coordinator and a farmer, it is perhaps helpful to start out by answering this question with some refreshers on statistics that the Scottish Mr. Smith of the 1700s would appreciate. To talk about weather and climate, it's useful to first think about averages and how we calculate them. Bear with me here. Let's say I have 2 cups, my neighbor has 4. To get the average number of cups per person, we add the 2 numbers together, 2 plus 4 equals 6, and then divide by the number of people. 6 divided by 2 equals 3. So while I have 2 cups and my neighbor has 4, the average number of cups between us is 3. Weather is what occurs today. How hot it gets, how cold, how humid, how windy. Climate is the average of weather over long periods of time, 10 to 100 to millions of years. To make it simple, let's just look at 3 days. Say the high temperature was 20 degrees one day, 40 the next, and 50 the following. The average temperature for this time period is 20 plus 40 plus 50 divided by 3, which is 37 degrees. That's the average for that time period. Now, let's say that the next year we got the 20 degree day and a 40 degree day, but the last day went up to 60 degrees. Now we have 120 divided by 3. That means the average temp is up from 37 to 40 degrees. Climate getting warmer doesn't mean that cold days don't happen. It does mean that we are seeing more warmer days. And while 3 degrees might not seem like much of an increase, to put it in perspective, in the Pliocene, 3 million years ago, temperatures were 3 degrees higher than they were before we started burning fossil fuels. At this point in time, the northern hemisphere was free of glaciers and ice sheets, and sea levels were 80 feet higher than they are today. So, to recap, weather is today and tomorrow, and climate is the cumulative of all of the todays and yesterdays. Okay, back to the almanac. The Old Farmer's Almanac states that they use an exclusive mathematical formula, sunspot activity, tidal action, astrology, and past historical data, and many other factors to predict the weather. This method is not published, and thus has no peer review. While they claim 80% accuracy, independent studies have shown it to be right at about 50% accuracy, the same rate as random chance. But better than Punxsutawney Phil, the groundhog, whose rate of accuracy is sadly only 39%. They really should think about just letting him sleep in. No one likes to be woken up and put in front of the public. Anyway, back to the weather. Historical averages are useful to get a sense of general patterns, and UV radiation, sunspots, and astrology can help dial in planting and harvests, all things that farmers need to know. However, predictions based on historical patterns don't do much of anything to tell us about the immediate incoming weather, extremes of temperature, or precipitation. For this information, modern farmers turn to predictive scientific models that use real-time satellite and weather station data. There are over 20 global weather satellites and 150 U.S. weather monitoring stations. They combine this with information on the conditions of the land, oceans, and atmosphere, and historical averages and patterns. We all know that the weatherman or woman has a tough job, and they don't get it right all the time. But these modern tools help us predict weather 5 days out with 90% accuracy. This shows the strides that modern prediction has made. 20 years ago, we only had 80% accuracy for a 3-day forecast. Side note, there are some great weather apps for your mobile devices out there. Some of them that are rated well by farmers include Custom Weather Alert, Radar Scope, Weather Underground, Dark Sky, and Weather Live. I personally use the NOAA Weather Radar app and Weather Underground to combine local temperature and humidity readings with incoming moisture patterns and pressure systems. There are lots of things we are learning when it comes to weather predictions and climate change, but 2 big things to keep in mind are: 1, an increase in average atmospheric temperature leads to an average increase in ocean temperatures, and that leads to increased intensity in storm events, causing more extreme flooding and stronger and more frequent hurricanes. Two, because the Earth's polar regions are warming more quickly than the rest of the world, the temperature contrast that drives the jet stream has decreased, causing the jet stream to destabilize. So, because global temperatures affect the jet stream, in turn, they also affect the weather. Looking at averages of weather over time shows us that the climate is warming. However, the complexity of the climate systems and the two things I just shared mean that the use of past averages is increasingly less helpful in predicting future weather because of climate change. So, Mr. Smith, the answer to your question is climate change makes an already low accuracy source of weather prediction, the Farmer's Almanac, even less accurate. I still buy it though, because the pickling recipes are really great. You've been listening to Rain and Shine, produced by KVNF, written and recorded by me, Calla Rose Ostrander. Submit your nature and science questions to rainshine@kvnf.org. And thanks for listening.